This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Evening edition, 6:12 p.m. Uma and Ezra here, keeping you company in your drive home. Long-time patrons are expressing sadness over the closure of this most iconic outlet in PJ. I don't know why I remember it.
You remember every word, you remember the theme song. It's all there. I mean, yeah. Because it was drummed into our heads, it was played all the time.
And it was the drive-through that sort of really captured my imagination. Was it 24 hours at the time?
I think it was.
I don't know.
I remember going very late at night.
Yes, yeah, that's what I remember. But, you know, so there's this news about the iconic A&W restaurant. This is on Lorong Sultan in PJ State. And,
yeah.
Of course, that news about 3 years ago now, there was an announcement that it was going to be torn down, and many customers thronged the place in an attempt to relive some of those good memories.
But of course, it's still there.
But it's still there.
Yes.
But this time, I think from what we're reading here in news reports, it's going to go.
Right. So KUB Malaysia is a developer, and they said that it was going to go at some point between 2015 and 2018. So we're in 2018
I see.
Now.
Right.
And there's still no date
what?
As to when. Yeah, it's going for reals. But there's still no date as to exactly when that reels might be.
It bothers me when you say reels.
But it is finally going to get torn down because it's going to make way for a new development, right?
Just I mean, I guess more.
I don't know.
Pristine buildings.
High rise, maybe.
Right. And, you know, when this first announcement came up, I, like many, went to A&W.
For your waffles.
Coney dogs and, you know, the fried chicken and root beer floats. And it's, you know, it has a lot of memories, you know, in my childhood. I'm thinking about birthday parties that were there. You know, there have been multiple dates that you bring there just for, you know, a bit of nostalgia as well. Yeah, it was a great place.
Well, which is why on Twitter, I have asked people to tweet us their favorite A&W drive-thru stories. All of your birdating with waffles tales, we want to hear them.
Dating with waffles tales.
That's right. We want to hear them. We want to know what kind of naughtiness you got up to. And you know what? We'll read it out for the world to hear.
Okay. We're crossing over now to Rajiv Rishikaran, Bukit Gasing State Assemblyman. Rajiv, thanks for being with us on the program. We've been hearing of plans to close this particular branch down for a few years now. And now it seems that the approvals have finally been given the green light. As a PJ boy, have you encountered many patrons who are feeling nostalgic and sad to see A&W go?
Yes, I think quite a fair bit. There are a lot of people who have fond memories of A&W, especially those who grew up in PJ. If you talk about stories, a lot of them, I think, revolve around their early dating life that may have happened around A&W. And I think that memories are something to cherish, and it would definitely be a sad thing to see A&W go.
Yeah, I think at this point, everyone is hoping for a miracle for the iconic landmark to be saved. Is there anything that can be done?
Well, it is ultimately in the hands of A&W itself. While they have gotten, what they have applied, and they clearly have intentions to build an office tower in the place of the A&W restaurant, it's still their final decision. It's not too late for them to change their minds and preserve the restaurant. Ultimately, it's in the hands of A&W. So members of the public who want A&W to keep the outlet there, you should petition A&W. And it's a business decision by A&W in the end of the day.
Rajiv, do you have any idea whether A&W have responded to pleas by the public to, I guess, reconsider shutting this outlet down?
No, especially in recent times, A&W has been quite quiet on this front. I don't recall seeing any public comments from the company. Personally, I think many, many residents of PJ, especially the old-time residents of PJ, would be happy to see A&W scrap their plans to build that office block. In fact, it might even make good business sense, considering the glut of office space that we have in the Klang Valley. And probably preserving the restaurants could earn them a lot of brownie points with the loyal fans of A&W.
Absolutely. Rajiv, thanks so much for weighing in on this topic. That was Rajiv Rishikaran, Bukit Gasing State Assemblyman. And, you know, trying to think about some of the memories that you might have of nostalgia, of anything that sort of attaches your thoughts about family and friends and birthday parties, call us at 03-7710-9000. I must admit, you know, when they put that tray on the window, it blew my mind.
Because we
in the early 90s, like, wait, hang on.
Wait.
The engineering works here in this particular case. On any window, they could land that tray.
Because we only ever seen it on TV and in movies, right? And so to see it in Malaysia, it was quite exciting.
It was. Well, 03-7710-9000. We want to know how you feel about PJ's A&W being closed down for good. We've got PJ local Sharifah on the line. Hi, Sharifah. Tell us why you're sad to see this A&W outlet go.
Firstly, I'm so sorry to hear about the news that A&W PGA is closing down, because I have so many fond memories of that place. You know, like in the early 80s when I was in primary school, we used to go there and we used to eat in the car with the tray hanging on the window.
That's right.
So it was really nice. It was a family place for us. And we love the playground. We love the waffle. We love the, the float. And, of course, the corny dogs. So it's very sad to hear that A&W PJ is closing down.
Sharifa, as a PJ resident, are you all right with the fact that this beloved landmark is going to be replaced with a big, shiny commercial building?
No, I'm not, actually, because I thought it'd be like if it was replaced with something similar, like a family place. But I guess that's growth and we can't stop development. So very fond memories. I think it serves its purpose. And I think it's time to move on, but it's really nice. I'm going to miss that place.
Absolutely. Sharifa, thank you for calling in with your thoughts. Now, if you have fond memories of that A&W outlet in PJ State, call us at 03-7710-9000. We'd love to hear it. Here's some music by Buddy Guy. First Time I Met the Blues, BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
Uman Ezra here on the evening edition, 6:21 p.m. We've been receiving your tweets on the story of how the A&W outlet in PJ is set to close down for good. We all heard that initial announcement probably close about 2 and a bit years ago,
yeah,
close to
right.
3 years ago. But it looks like from reports that it is actually happening. There are no dates yet, but I think the eulogies are coming through thick and
yes.
fast.
I believe the technical term is for reals this time. So on Twitter, we've got a 15-minute poll running where I ask, are you sad to see the iconic PJ A&W go? 43% say, no, progress, baby, do it. 57% say, yes, so many memories. We've also got some tweets. Effa Amran tweets saying, I remember having a discussion with my classmate there. The waffles are always our first pick.
Yeah.
And when we were heading for movies, my mom would bring us there to enjoy the root beer float just for fun. Adios. A&W PJ.
All right. Well, next on the line, we have a gentleman who actually worked at that A&W.
Oh,
Fabian
nice.
Is on the line. Hi, Fabian. Thanks for calling in. And maybe you can give us some of your own personal memories of that location and what it was like to work there.
Yeah. Hi. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. And it is quite sad, actually, because I worked there. Actually, I worked in 2 drive-ins. One was in Seremban. And the other one, I started off in Seremban and then got transferred to PJ Drive-In.
Right. And what year was that, Fabian, if I may ask?
1981.
Terrific. And what was it like in PJ in 1981 at Lorong Sultan? It must have been...
Oh, very, very different. And we used to keep the sugar sacks on the first floor.
Right.
It was about 110 pounds. And because I was quite fit, for my age at that time, I was an athlete, actually, so I could carry the 110 pounds of sugar from the top level to the bottom.
Wow.
So a lot of memories. We didn't have high technology for mixing. We did not have, modern instruments. Everything was stainless steel, but the mixing we did by hand for the sugar to make the...
Fabian?
Oh, no. Fabian, where are you, Fabian? Oh, the line must have dropped off. We're going to try and get
Fabian back on the air. We had many questions for Fabian.
Yes. And so here's the thing. I think about, Fabian started in 1981. And, you know, think about, I guess, the peak of when things were going I think I was going to say going through with the drive-through, but you know, it's an iteration there. We're going to move on to our next caller, Jonathan. You have some memories there from your Form 3 days. Do tell us.
Yeah, after Form 3, after the classes, we always cycle there to have our root beer, our hot dog. But those days, they don't have a waffle or coney dog yet. But they do have a billiard tables upstairs.
Right.
Wow.
And they also have
billiards.
Yes, they have table footballs. So we always go there, you know, because I come from a co-ed school. So all of us go over there. We have fun. Yeah. We have fun there, you know. Very nostalgic. Very nostalgic.
Jonathan, are you going to make one last trip?
Yeah, I hope I can make it.
All right, thanks for calling in, Jonathan. That was terrific. And now we're going to get Fabian back on the line. He was in the midst of telling us what it was like to carry, you know, hundreds of pounds.
Sacks of sugar.
Yeah, there you go. Fabian, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey.
Sorry, the line got cut off just now.
No worries, Fabian.
We're talking about sugar and syrup and high technologies. We didn't have any kind of those kind of technologies before. We had to stir the sugar with 14 gallons of water,
right,
by hand, and the spade was like you know those kayak spades, made from stainless steel, and 140 pounds of sugar total.
Wow.
110 was the bag, and one would be only cost you 60 cents.
Fabian, can I ask, you know, when it was, you know, in the evenings, for example, and, you know, a car would drive up and they would park the car and they would start flashing their headlights. Was that an indication?
Yes. And we used to put these trays on the car. It's called car hop. The area is called car hop. Uh-huh. That's a correct term for it. It's an American term. And we used to place these trays, and then we only put the very experienced staff outside there, because we had a few instances where the root beer all fell into the inside of the car. It's not very tricky, but all in all, it's very sad to see NW go, because It was one of my first few jobs. I went up to store manager. I worked in almost all the NWs in KL at that time. Some of them are still around. Yeah.
Fabian, how many years did you serve at that A&W outlet?
In that particular one, I was assistant store manager for about 1 year.
Fabian,
in 1981.
Yeah, a quick question, Fabian. I mean, back then, I guess they didn't have waffles and coney dogs. So, what were Malaysians eating?
Well, we had waffles, but the waffles were not so thick. They were actually very thin, very flat.
Right.
And we had waffles. We had those days, the name of the burgers were different. Papa Burger, Mama Burger, Baby Burger. And we had Teen Burger. And we had waffles. And we had, of course, we had the iconic pony dog. You know? So all these were. And in those days, actually, the first A&W outlet was in Jalan Tunku Rahman, Batu Road.
That's right. And next to the cinemas, were, right?
Yeah, next to, near the Coliseum and everything. And it's, and they used to serve at that time even cakes and pies. So it was, and it's a very unique restaurant, because a lot of people have a lot of memories about PG Drive-In and even Seremban Drive-In, very beautiful location. And after we heard about this PG Drive-In, we're telling ourselves, oh God, don't they take away Seremban Drive-In, because that's my hometown. And whenever anybody comes to Seremban and they want to meet us, those days we don't have Google, we don't have Google Maps, we don't have...
It was an adventure then.
You just tell people, go to the A&W.
Thank you, Fabian, for calling in. Unfortunately, we have to head to the 6:30 news. But folks, if you have memories, as Fabian did, in working at the A&W outlet in PJ State, it was terrific that we got to hear what that experience was like in the early 80s by Fabian, who eventually worked his way up to
become a store manager,
which is terrific.
My memories are also at the Jalan Tar A&W, because it used to be sandwiched between the Odeon and the Cathay cinemas.
Yeah.
And so that's where my parents used to take me to see movies, and we would always do an A&W stop before the movie.
Well, call us at 03-771-09000 if you have any thoughts about the A&W outlet in PJ State. The 6:30 news is coming up right after this on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.